Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
If you missed this just a few minutes ago, we were talking with my son Barrett. He's 13, going to be 14 in November. We were doing What Did Barrett Say, where I sprung on him the news that we have an appointment for him to see an orthodontist. Now, he knew, the dentist had told us, and he knew this already.
Sure.
That he's probably a candidate for getting braces.
Yep.
I never had braces. Lana had braces. I know nothing about braces, how they work, how long you have to wear them.
I hated them worse than anything in my whole entire life. My mouth was a mess for 2 years.
Had them, and I wish I did because my teeth are a mess now.
Mm-hmm. But then I had Invisalign as an adult as well, and I enjoyed that much better.
CJ is from Hudson. What did you want to say about Invisalign for Barrett?
I would say 100% Invisalign for Barrett. My son got Invisalign at age 13. It was the best thing we could have done. My daughter had braces for like 6 years. It was a nightmare with, you know, you had to go back to do orthodontist way more than you did with Invisalign.
Was it a big cost difference?
Not really. Not at all. Invisalign was a little bit lower, but it's less. Like, you don't have them on for as long. You don't have them as long as you would have braces.
Huh.
I mean, there's upkeep involved. You got to brush them after you eat.
Right.
You got to not lose them. There's that.
Right.
There's that. We know, huh. I know that's a challenge in a
right.
Whatever. But
thank
whatever,
you, but. CJ. Amy's from Dedham, and you say don't do Invisalign.
Yeah, I'm kind of saying don't do Invisalign unless they're a little bit older, because the concern I had with my two that already went through braces is that they were going to lose them, especially at school when they're playing around or eating lunch and you take them out, you put them on a napkin, you throw them out by accident, things like that. And they're not going to want to go and brush them every single time after they're eating. So, and the other piece about braces with sports is there is a mouth guard you can get that goes over braces if you have concerns.
Mm. Okay.
I hear what you're saying, but I also know Lana.
Kennedy, the amount of trauma that boy has been through from losing, forgetting his backpack or his lacrosse bag.
Or his lunchbox.
I know he forgets stuff, and I just don't want to put more pressure on him either.
He loses the Invisalign, he's going to die.
Because God love him.
Amanda's from Andover and apparently has a car full of braces right now. Good morning.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I have Invisalign myself. I have Invisalign as an adult, and then I have an 11-year-old with braces and an 8-year-old with braces. So we have done it all.
Thoughts?
I find that the Invisalign for me, like, it's definitely the snacking. Like, if Barrett loves to eat, my son loves to eat all, like, everything. He's just constantly eating. I feel like, again, the brushing, that's, like, a big deal. But then again, like, there's food you can't eat. So there's definitely pluses and minuses. But, I mean, at the end of the day, my son does sports. He's active. Like the woman before said with the mouth guard, there's different ways you can still adjust with the braces. But either way, there's an adjustment. It can hurt. It can be uncomfortable. But he's good. I think he'll be fine.
I wonder, does the sports part of it play, you know, with him being a lacrosse goalie?
Just because I think, like, you
braces
told me,
or Invisalign?
He's wearing a helmet and, like, he's got a mouth guard already.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, Carson, there's nothing like getting hit in the face when you have a mouthful of metal. You bleed profusely. It's a very vascular area.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you live with little bumps inside your gums all the time. Got to put wax
that
on them.
Painful.
Anne is from Milford and has a braces horror story.
No.
At 16. Good morning, Anne. What happened?
So when I was 16, I had my first set of braces. I got them twice, once in high school, once in college. But I had retained canines, so my baby teeth were still in, and they had to pull them and put brackets on the adult teeth and pull them down.
Girl,
but they came in
no.
backwards.
No.
So then they had to twist them all the way around. And then at 28, one of my canines actually died because of that, and I had to get an implant.
Wait, they can just twist your teeth around and they don't fall out?
They put a bracket on, and then every week I would go back and they would have to twist it and tighten it to turn it.
Oh, that sounds... Everything you just said is uncomfortable.
I am not happy.
I'm having a very weird sensation in my body right now that I don't like at all. At all.
No. Teeth are wild. But the fact that he's taking care of it early is so important, you know? You don't have to be like me having a car in your mouth later in life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got a BMW.
I absolutely 100% have a BMW in my mouth. 100%. Do not recommend.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.